Mishnah Yitzuras HaShabbos Ishtayim Shem Arba. Halacha is about Hoytzah, carrying out on Shabbos from one Rishus to another Rishus. There are Ishtayim, two Iker Halachas, Shehen Arba, and the Maskamas HaGemara means there are two that's Osim Midiraisa, Shehen Arba, there are two other cases that's only Osim Midirabonim. Vifnim, that means by somebody standing inside the house. Usually that's the case of the Balabos, he's inside the house. And he can make hoitzor, means taking a chayfet inside the house and carrying it outside the house. So b'fnim, Rashi learns, b'shoinim means somebody inside the house, he could do two types of isur midiraisa and two midirabon. Ushtayim, the same thing we have, shein arba, two midiraisa that can come out to be four, two midirabonin, bachutz. Somebody standing outside. Keitzat, what's the example of these cases? Ha'oni oimid bachutz. Usually cases, the oni, he's like standing outside, like begging, asking for something. Ubar habayis befnim. You have the balabos, he's inside the house. Now there are different ways of making the hoitzos. What's the first case? Or really, we're going to be masking now the second part of the Mishnah. The Mishnah started out, yitzias hashav ishtayim shemabu befnim. There are two which comes out to four, somebody inside, and two which comes out to four, somebody outside. So now first we'll go explain the one outside. Keitzad. Toshat Oni es yodoy lifnim. The Oni, he's the one standing outside. And he has something inside his hand. He has a chayfet, a roll, whatever it is, something. V'nosan atoch yodoy shabalabais. And he put it inside the balabos's hand that is standing inside. So that's called, he made a maisa hachnosa. He carried something from Rishus HaRabim. Usually outside the house here means it's a Rishus HaRabim. Exactly what's called the Rishus HaRabim, that was later on in the Gemara. But the Rishus said it has to be at least 16 amos wide. It has to be a Rishus that rolled where the Rabim walked through there. Well, you need 600,000 every single day, or whether just a row, where row with the Shtot goes through that city, through that street, that we'll see later on. But outside the house was a Rishus HaRabim, and inside the house treated as Rishus HaYachid. So this Oni standing outside had a chayfus in his hand, and he stuck his hand inside the door and put it down in the balabos's hand on Shabbos. So he did an av malacha. He made a ma'isach nosa. So that's the first case. Poshat Oni yes yodi. The Oni stuck his hand inside lefnim, inside the house. V'nosan atoch yodi shabalabayis. And he put it down in the balabos's hand. Oi, another case we could be chayv midirais is shenotam mitoichai. He's the only he stuck his empty hand inside the house and took something out of the balabos's hand. His balabos had a piece of bread. He took it out of the balabos's hand. And the only now took it outside the house to the Rishus HaRabim is chayiv. That's the case where the only did two malachas here. The first case he made a maisa hachnosa. He carried from Rishus HaRabim into Rishus HaYochid. And the second case is he took from the Rishus HaYochid, from the balabos's hand, and took it outside. Ubalabai is potter. In both these two cases, the balabos is put, he didn't do anything. So the Agdam really to this is, for the Meleches Hoitzor, you need two parts of the Hoitzor. You need an Akira, you have to pick up the Chayfetz, and then you have to make Hanoch, you have to put it down. So we're talking about a Hoitzor here means from Rishus HaRabim to Rishus HaYochid. Any way you do it, providing Metchila, it was Murach in Rishus HaRabim, now you pick it up, you make an Akira, and you put it down in Rishus HaYochid, you're chayiv, or the opposite way. It was munach in Rishus HaYochid, and you put your hand there and picked it up, that's called, you made an akira from Rishus HaYochid, and now you put it down in Rishus HaRabim, you're chayiv. So here in the balabos, he's potter, he didn't do anything. Let's see Rashi. Yitzias HaShabbos at Rashi, hoitzois, shem Rishus l'Rishus, ha'amuras l'Shabbos. Magayetiruch HaShabbos, it's an av malacha of hoitzor, carrying out from one rishus into another rishus. The Gemara Meforish the Hachnosais Namei Kakori Yitzias. As we heard Shver, the Mishnah says Loshin Yitzias, always mashma taking out. That'll be mashma from the house, you're taking outside. And the Mishnah explains the Oni that's outside is bringing something inside the house. That's called Hachnosa. So Rashi, they're both Bechlau Yitzias. The Behachnosais bringing something in the house, Namei Kakori Yitzias. That's also called like taking out. Why? Because this Av Malacha Hoitzor is taking out from one Rishus into another Rishus. So it might not be mean that from Rishus HaRabim to Rishus HaYochid, or from Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaRabim, it's both called the Yitziyah, taken out of the Rishus, it was Munachin, and putting it into a new Rishus. Ishtayim Shem Abba Rechnim, Rashi means lo'isa no'im debefnim. For the balabos that's standing inside the house, that's in the rishus hayochid, is shtayim min haTorah. There are two ways he could be over nisa deraisa. Hoitzor v'achnosa, the balabayis. He could make hoitzor, either bring something in, or stick his hand outside and bring it in, or else he could have a chepas in the house and put it outside. Of the Perek HaZorik, late in the Masechta, Bereisha, Nafkalon Mivitzav, Mivayitzav Moshe V'Yaviru Kol B'machna. So Postik, the Moshe told Klai Yisrael by the Mon, or he told them by the Melechas HaMishkan, it's enough, we have enough Melocha, enough Chveitzim for the Mishkan, don't bring it. He was on Shabbos, and he said, stay in your Rosh Hashanah Yochid, and don't bring it to me, Moshe, his Machna was a Rosh Hashanah Rabbin. He was telling Klai Yisrael, don't bring anything for the Mishkan on Shabbos from your house, your Rosh Hashanah Yochid, to me, Moshe's Machna was Rosh Hashanah Rabbin. Lohavia nidova lamachna levia. Yom Shabbos, so he was in Yom Shabbos k'diyalafosim. The Gemara later learns out. So that's the malacha kofonim from this called the malacha of hoitzor, taken out from your house, your Rosh Hashanah Yochid, into the Rosh Hashanah Rabbin. Both these malachis, whether bringing in or bringing out, on the rice on Shabbos, yechayiv chata shashel gosli. Means if you were shaygig, either you didn't know this malach was osur, or else you didn't know today was Shabbos, you only have a chayiv chatas. You knew today was Shabbos and you knew the malach was osur, and still you did it, yechayiv koros. That's providing no edim were there, nobody gave you hasroah. V'yal hasroah, but let's say two edim were there and gave you hasroah. Then skila, if you do one of the avos melachas on Shabbos, you have a chiyuv skila. V'chein b'chol melachas Shabbos. This is the klal for all the lamed tes melachas on Shabbos. If you do it b'shoygeg, you have to bring a chatis. If you do it b'neizid, but without edim, without hasroah, it's only chiyuv koros. With hasroah, neidim is a chiyuv skila. Zot the Mishnah is Rashi shehin arba. Mi divreim the Mishnah will soon explain there are two cases that midrabonin haysifu shtayim lesser lechatchila. That it's also to do with Mitzchila Midrabonin, or the Rim also Potter, but Midrais, if you did it, you Potter. As Midrais will soon see Shnaim Shosu is Potter Midraisa. If two people do the Malacha together, Midrais you Potter. It's only also Midrabonin. Midrayim, I see for Shnaim, less the Chachila, you must support the Chama Forest of Yoz. Soon the Mishnah will explain what are the cases. Baita, Ushtaim Shein Dalar Bachutz. The same way you have the same klal of Bachutz, meaning the only standing outside. Ishtayim min haTorah. The only standing outside could also do two types of malachas midiraisa. Hoitzor v'achnosa. He could either put his hand inside the house and take something out to make hoitzor, or else achnosa, he could have something in his hand standing outside and bring it inside. The only yoyim v'chus, the only standing outside. Ushtayim midivrayim. There are two cases the midrabbanan it's also to do. Kishamlocha nasa sayyidei shneim. We'll soon see the case of the Mishnah where both do the malacha together. That means Ze'oiker, the only starts off making the Akira. Now, if he had a chayfus in Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, a piece of bread, he picked it up from the floor of Rosh Hashanah Rabbim and brought it inside the house. V'zemaniach, and he put his hand sticking out like this, and the balabos took it out of his hand and put it down. So the balabos made hanocha. He's the only made the Akira without hanocha. So midiraisa it's mutter. But midirabonin, that's awesome. Is lechatchila osur. Lechatchila not allowed to do this. Two to do the melacha together. But if they did it, then one person made the akira. One person picked up the bread from outside, and he was walking inside and just stuck his hand inside the house, and the balabos took it out and put it down in the house. They're both potter midraisa. Kiyalef v'gemara. We learn out from posik that shnayim shosu pturim. They have a fair shaposit that is the cloud by all the malacha to Shabbos. If two people do a malacha together, providing that each one could have done the malacha by himself, now that you have two people doing it together, that's the cloud Shnaim Shasu, is Potter Midiraisa. So that's why these two cases are both Potter. Because to do the malacha Seitzor, you need Akira and Hanocha. So if you only do the Akira, that's not the malacha. You only started. Somebody else finished it. It's considered like two people did the melacha together. Therefore, midiraisa it's potter legamri. So here's Mashmah from Rashi. But Achronim clarifies here, why shouldn't it be an issa chati shir? Now we have a loss in Moshe about chaylev. The Torah says you're not allowed to eat chaylev. You get malchus, you eat a kazai, it's a chaylev. If you eat a chati zai, you do a half of the shir, it's also midiraisa. We pass from chati shir, it's also midiraisa. You don't get a chi of malchus, but it's also midiraisa. The question is here, how come if you do the Akira, you pick it up from Shusa Yochid, so you start to do the Malacha? Why isn't that called the Chatzis Shia? That should be Yosem Midaraisa. Good, you wouldn't get Nisi, you wouldn't have Chiv Chatzis. Let it be Yosem Midaraisa. And Rashi is Mashma Kula, Potter is Mashma Midaraisa, it's Muti Gomer. It's only Lechatchili you shouldn't do Midarabonin, it's also. So the Miri explains that there's a Chilek. Chatzis Shia is a Pshat, is you're eating Chalev. Every piece of the Chalev is Osir. The Torah says, when do you get Malchus if you ate this much of the Yisr? You eat a little piece of the Yisr? It's Osir, now that I do that, because that is the Yisr. Now, Shaykin here by Shabbat is not called the Malach at all. The Malach of Haitzor is making an Akira and then making an Malach. If you do one without the other, it's not called good Malach at all. That's not called Chatzishir. That's not called the Malach yet. It's Chatzishir means you have the whole Yisr here. It's only how much of the Yisr do you have to have? You have to have this much Chazir, this much Chazir, this much Chazir. But the Chazir is all here. But here, an Akira by itself is not called the Malach at all. The malacha is only an akira with the malacha together. That's the malacha. See, if you just do the akira and the balabas takes it out of your hand and he puts it down, midirais to the both potter. But midirabonim, though, it's also the nisim midirabonim. Right, there's a trashi. The case now is, the first case is poshet oni yes yodai the chayfetz p'teichai. The yoni that's standing outside has the chayfetz in his hand. The nostan atzich yodai the balabais. So here the oni made the whole hachnosa by himself. The Yovid lay Akira b'shusarabim. The Yoni picked up this bread that he had in his hand from the shusarabim. The Yanoch b'shusayochid, and he himself put it down in the balabos's hand. As the Yoni made the Akira and the Yanoch. Oy, another case is Chayim midraisa she notal mitoicha v'tziyoy. But the Yoni, the person outside, put his empty hand inside the house and took something out of the balabos's hand. So he made the Akira from the shusayochid. So Rashi, she notal mitoicha v'tziyoy hachefitz. And he put it down in the Rishus Rabin. The Ovid lay Akira Rishus Yochid. This Oni from the outside made an Akira. He put his hand and took something out of the Balabas's hand. He made the Akira. The Hanoch Rishus Rabin. And he has to make Hanoch. He has to put it down on the floor in the Rishus Rabin. Now we're not going to go into this. We'll talk about this more about tomorrow night. There's a Shalom Rishonim really. What happened here? The Oni put his hand inside the house. The Oni is standing outside the house in the Rishus Rabin. He sticks his hand through the window inside and takes something out of the house, takes something out of the balabas's hand. So he made an akira from a shusha yochid. Now really it should be enough just that the Yoni takes it outside and stands the way he is. Because we'll see tomorrow night there's a klal of akira's gufoi is kachiris, hanochas chayfetz dami. Hanochas gufoi kanochas chayfetz. When you're walking and then you stand still, that's cool, like you made a maitha hanocha. Moshe, if you would take something out of your house and walk into Rishus Rabin and just stand still there, you'll be chayiv for that. Because the fact you're standing still in Rishus Rabin, Hanochas Gufay is considered Hanochas Chayfetz. It's as if the Chayfetz is lying down in Rishus Rabin. You don't but have to put it down on the floor. We'll see tomorrow. Here Rashi says not like that. Here Rashi says when the Oni takes it out of the Balabas's hand, V'achayfetz v'haniach Rishus Rabin. It's not enough he just takes it outside and just stands still in Rishus Rabin. He's holding it, but Mashmi has to put it down on the ground, on the Rishus Rabin. And we'll speak about this tomorrow. We'll see more about that. Right. The Oni Chayiv Sot Rashi She'osa Malacha Shleima. The Oni is Chayiv because he did the whole Malacha. He did the Akir and the Malacha. These are two malachas the raisa that the oni that's standing outside can have. That's called hachnosa and it's called haitzor. Ubar habayis potas rashi is potel gamri. V'afilu chetchila muter. Even mutla chetchila. So lav midi ovid, he didn't do anything. Rochem afarsh b'gemara. This is what the gemara explains. He's the bala bus just standing there with the bread inside his house. He's standing the bread in his hand. He didn't do anything wrong. He knows the oni outside is asking for a piece of bread. The balabas stands and says, here's the bread, go and take it. Rashi says, that's mutu gomer. Why? Because now the oni, he's taking it out of your hand, he's making the akira from the shusha yochid, and he's bringing it outside and making the anocha. True, the oni's doing the whole malacha. He's doing the akira and the anocha. But the shayla is, the balabas, he's being mesayel, the varvera. He's helping him along. If the evil is ite mishol, or he's being mesayel, the varvera. Rashi says, no, it's not mutu gomer to do it. So next we'll see. Tais is asked the question of Gimel Amud Aleph. So Tais, my last teretz, according to Tais Yishonim's teretz, is you have to say is Le'isse Shabbos Potter Muter. The Geyet Hilche Shabbos the Baal Abbas didn't do any Yisur. There's a Zaytik Yisur attack. You're not supposed to be Masayeh if somebody doing the Baal Avera. Like here, the Yoni is outside, and you know by you putting this bread near here, you know he's going to come and take it out of your hand. So you're like helping him do the Dvar Avera. So vada al tuchas a hachokah from Aveir, you shouldn't do it. But negayat the bazundu is a Shabbos, you didn't do any malach at all. You didn't do an akir, you didn't do an anachah. Because you just have it in your hand, in your house. You're allowed to walk about, you're allowed to walk around with things in your house. There's no akir in your own house. So you just have the piece of bread in your house, you didn't do anything. Now the Oni comes and takes it out of your hand, he makes the kira, and he makes the nachar outside, so the Oni is chayiv, but you balabas, negayat the Shabbos is potter, and even the Pila Rashi says the Lashon, the Shabbos is mutter. Another case is Poshet, that's the Mishnah Vaita. Now in Mazbah the Resha, how do you have Shtayin Shababa Bifnim? That's the Balabos, the same case. Poshet Balabayis says Yodel Chutz, the Balabos is standing inside the house, picks up his hand and sticks it outside the window. V'nosan Notech Yodel Shaloni. In this case, the Balabos had a piece of bread in his hand. So he made the Akira from his house in Rosh Hashanah, and he stuck his hand out the window and put it down in the Yoni's hand outside. That's called he made Hanukkah of Rishus Rabbim. So it's called he made a Maisa Hoitso from Rishus Yoch in his house to Rishus Rabbim Yishayim. Tlani. Oi, another case is Shenot Talmi Toichoi. The only outside had a piece of bread. So the Balabos took his hand out the window and took the piece of bread from the Oni's hand. The Hichnes Balabais, the Balabos brought it inside the house and put it down. Yishayim. So here's the two cases the Balabos made Akira and Hanukkah with Hachnos and Hoitso Yishayim. Yoni Potter, the same case of the ratio of this case. Rashi poshet balabayis balabayis chayiv for reishtayim min ator lema v'fnim. You poshet oni, yes, the other the akira. That's next one. We'll soon speak out cases a bit some modern the Mishnah. Why the Mishnah has to say both these cases for? The chorus exact same case opposite way. Like what's the chiddush? Once we know the oni standing outside is chayiv for two for achnos and for so, the mind has to mean if the person outside does it or the person inside does it. And what does the Mishnah have to have two cases here for? One case of Balabos inside and one case of the Yoni outside, it's the exact same Melech. So Tosfos Teretz says that it's a cloud that the Melech is so it saw as a Melech Gerua. So he's the Teretz. And here we'll read, the Yisrach Lashmini Mishum, that it saw Melech Gerua he. It's a very Shvachra Melech. The Mali Moitzim Rishus HaYochid Rishus HaRabin, Mali Moitzim Rishus HaYochid Rishus HaYochid. Really in Svar, it shouldn't be Yosser. Monisha, you could be carrying mamish heavy things in your house, upstairs, downstairs, all around your house. You didn't do any malachim in the raisa. You take a piece of bread and walk one step outside your house, you did a malach in the raisa. So in Svara, it doesn't make Svara this malacha. Like mali, you're carrying all around you, Rishus HaYochid, or poke, you take one step outside your house. So therefore, on the gate to the etzem malacha, you didn't do anything. It's like, it's gerua, it's worse off less than all other lamates malachas. All the other lamates malachas, you did something by the malacha. You were boina. You built something. That's called you did something. You were early. You wove something. You did something. You're harisha. You tureif something in the malacha. But haitzah, you didn't tureif anything. It's the exact same piece of bread, whether it's here, whether it's there. And the raya is in your own house, you carry the bread all around the house. You didn't do anything. Punk by walking outside, you chayiv. So it's a modern malacha. It's not a malacha of tureif something. It's like exerat akasabdika malacha. And we'll still say, that's what Tosfos says, we have to take two psukim for Hatzor and for Achnosa. Because the Malach is a Shvachar Malach. Therefore the Mishnah has to say the Chiddush that Yechayiv both cases. Whether you're standing inside and take it outside or bring it back in Yechayiv, or whether you're standing outside also, you need a Chiddush of both Yechayiv. Because the Malach is a Shvachar Malach Hatzor. You didn't two-wife anything in the Chayiv, nothing was done. Just by removing it from this Rishus to that Rishus, so you need chedushim that no matter where you're standing, in all cases you chayiv. So that's the Mishnah Baita. But now we have a case Shem Arba, where the case Chiv is Midrabbonim, where they're both doing the Melacha together. Poshat Oni Es Yodel Ufnim. The Oni put his hand inside the house. Now he had the chayfitz in his hand from Rishus Rabin, so he made an akira from Rishus Rabin, Al Manasai to bring it in. But when he put his hand inside, the Noto Balabayis Mitoichoi. The Oni didn't put it down in the house, but the Balabos took it out of the Oni's hand, and the Balabos put it down. So the Balabos made the Hanocha. So the Oni made the Akira, and the Balabos made the Hanocha. Oi, Shenosan Latoichoi. The Oni put his empty hand inside the window, and the Balabos, from his own house, had a piece of bread that he picked up and put it in the Oni's hand. V'hoitziyoi. So the Balabos made the Akira like he knew our Manas, the Oni's gonna take it outside. We see you when the Oni now took it outside and put it down outside. Ishnayim Pturim. Midiraisa, the both potter. Because the Oni did, neither of them did the Melacha. one did Akira, one did Anocha, that's not called the Melacha by Shabbos, midirayt it's muta. But midirabbanan though it's also, this is the case, Shein Arba, the Rabbanan asked these things. Because as a gzera, maybe you come to do the whole Akira and Anocha yourself. Who would then, by the other way, Poshet, same thing, the Balabas inside. Poshet Balabayis as Yodel Chutz, the Balabas that stands inside the house. He had a piece of bread, and he took this bread and put his hand outside. And the oni outside took it out of his hand and put it downstairs and put it down, so the oni made the hanocha. Where the balabas took his empty hand outside and the oni outside put a piece of bread inside his hand, so the oni made the akira. And the balabas now brought it inside and the balabas put it down. Without neither of them did an akira and hanocha, only one and one. Therefore, midirayt it's potter. It's muter, but midrabbanan it's also. It's Rashi. The poshat the oni es yedeoved layakira. He only made the akira. But not the balabayis mitochin. The balabos took out of there. But niach befin. The balabos put it down inside the house. The yoved lay balabayis hanocha. Oy shenos na toichoy. The yoved lay balabayis akira. The balabos put something in the oni's hand. Why see you oni? But niach the oni took it out and put it down. It's shnei pturim. Why is it Rashi Shloi also echad malacha shleima? Neither of them did a whole malacha. Avol asurim lasas ken lechatchila. It means midrabboni not allowed to do this. Shema yavoyu kol echad yechad lasas malacha shleima to Shabbos. Maybe both of them will finish off to do a malacha on Shabbos. Is a reishtayim midrayim. These are the two cases that's also midrabboni. Achas li oni bachutz, one the oni outside, the achas la balabayis befnim. There are two of them. In both these cases, there are four cases right now. As we'll see, this Lakama Parakla, the Gemara Yestis Kashem, or Mishane Lechashe Vela Akiras. We're only Cheshbin Lais the Akiras, the beginning of the Malachas. Shein Chilas HaMalacha Vikalamei Mashem Yigmarenu. Knows, in the case here where the oni is standing outside, he picked up the bread outside and he put his hand inside and the balabos took it out. Now the Mishnah only recognizes the first case, the chiyuv the rabbanan for the oni, that he picked it up and put his hand in. But the fact that balabos took it out and put it down, the Mishnah doesn't put that into the cheshbon. So Rashi says why? The Gemara's teretz is because we only put the cheshbon the akiris, the one that started the melacha. Because by starting the melacha, it's very possible you'll finish the melacha. So the Mishnah recognizes those. Abazazak the Rishonim, that Avada, the one that does the Anocha at the end, it's also awesome with Rabbanim. Just the Mishnah doesn't put in that Cheshbon. The Mishnah only says the Cheshbon is of the Rishon, of the one that does the Akira. And we'll see more in the Gemara. Tais also tells the Rav, how come the first Mishnah in Shabbos starts off with the Malachas and Vaitzah, Yitzias HaShabbos? At the Perek, the Gemara should have started off with the next Mishnah. Halachas of Erev Shabbos. Then about Ner Shabbos, then about Hatmona and Bishul. The Chur Haitzor, this is the last Malach of the Lamates Malachas. How come the Mishnah starts off with Haitzor? So one test here says that there's a Ragul Dika Malacha, that the Mishnah always starts off with Dabar HaRagul. The main Malacha that the people are Ragul are doing is the Michalachas Haitzor. That's why the Perek starts off with this Malacha. The Achreinim want to say that the Pshat is because we learn out the Pasuk of Haitzor, like Taisa says, that's the Yitzias. Taisa says, really, Haitzor is Hevel L'Misni. The Mishnah should have said a lesson of Haitzor, you're taken out. Yitzias means you bring it in. And not that Yitzias Mishnah across, that's lesson across. The Pasuk says, Al Yitzi Yishmim Koimai. It's Vedashina and Minei Haitzor, Al Yitzi Yim Kelel Lukat Hamon. But this Tzibur was on Friday, that the Eibishter gave it Tzibur, the Moshe Tal Klai Yisrael on Friday. When you go collect the mon, you're going to have a double portion on Friday. Today, that on Shabbos, you're not going to have to go collect the mon on Shabbos. So that's the Melecha Saitzor, we learn off in this Pasuk, Al Yetzi. But since Lashon Yetzi, the Pasuk, that's for the Mishnah used Lashon Yitzias. But I call upon the Pasuk of Yisrael, he's talking about Friday. The first Tzibur was on Friday, watch yourself. When you take the mon, to know, today take two, but tomorrow you can't carry. So this, since the Torah is brought down first, that's why the Mishnah, the Masechta Shabbos, starts off with the Melechus Haitzor.
When you go through the Torah, the Oni does more. The Oni does the
Haitzor,
and
I see
the Balabai is only
Anocha. And what does the Oni do? What does the Oni
do?
What?
He puts it into the
Tetrix
that I'm putting
into the Shiyaka. That's not cool, though. Since he's standing outside, you just stick your hand inside, that's nothing. That's not, because Yadah, boss will see, Yadah goes boss to the goof. So since your goof is still standing outside, just putting your hand inside is not enough. When the balabas takes it out, the balabas is making the nachar inside. We'll see that tomorrow. We'll see tomorrow's daf. Okay. So to Gemara. Tanan Hosna. Sechta Shvua starts off. Shvua Shtayim Shem Arba. There are two types of Shvuas Midiraisa that Shem Arba comes out to be four with drushes. Rashi says the kitzur that the second Rashi Shen Arba Yesh in the first one. That's Rashi. The Tanan Hashem set the shuas. Shuas Stein. Shuas Shel Bitoi. Lehora Lehitiv. Stein Main Lischayv Aleim Korban El Biyuri. That means it depends how rich you are. If you're rich, you have to be a chatis. If not, no, you're not a mincham. But if you're not, Lehora Lehitiv. The Pesach Lehora Lehitiv. The Mashmal Abba. You make a shuas. I will do something. Oichel. Lehabba means Letoiv Lehora. Letoiv means I make a shuas. I will eat tomorrow, and then you don't eat. Yechayv echatis. V'loyoich, once you made a shvua, I will not eat tomorrow. And then you did eat tomorrow, yechayv echatis. That's two midiraisa, shein arba. Yesh to call a rabbis oichtan, another two types of chiyav shvuas. Meribu yakosta, l'chola sheyevata odem, a rabbis l'shovar, that you already did. Ochalti, you made a shvua that yesterday you ate. V'loyoich, now we find out you didn't eat, yechayv echatis. V'loyoich, you made a shvua you did not eat yesterday. V'loyoich, now we find out you